This feed is protected by a Creative Commons license to support the interests of the artists.
And this is Eclectic Mix, show number 65. Hello everyone, this is George, your host. This week we've got some inventive music from a talented foursome, appropriately called Something Four. This is wonderful music, and I just want to get out of the way, so the first one is called P.D. Thank you. Something 4 is an all-instrumental four-piece that blends the freedom and creative ambition of experimental rock with the style and sounds of modern hard-bopping jazz. You just won't find any pop cliches here. Intricate songs in odd meters demonstrate the ensemble's ability to compose and improvise. With a name like Something 4, let's find out who these four are. Barry B-Town Thompson plays alto and tenor sax like Sonny Rollins, delivering sweet alto sounds and blistering tenor leads. Guitarist Christopher Zanardi provides innovative textures and screaming leads that dovetail with the sax, forming the heart of their sound. Sean Ellis on bass provides a contrapuntal bottom to expand the harmonic richness with his expressive approach to the instrument. And drummer Jimmy Brill adds an interesting drive to each song, with creative rhythms that reflect his diverse influences and deep natural musicality. I was looking over the list of individuals and groups they've shared the stage with, and longtime listeners will recognize Garage Mahal from show number 37. Now, you're hearing music from their current album, According to the Laws of Chance. And I know that you want me to step aside so that you can hear more, so the next one is called Mum's the Word. something for. They've got a website located at somethingfor.com, that's of course F-O-U-R, and their MySpace page is logically located at myspace.com/somethingfor. You'll definitely want to head over to their website, if only to click on the CD Baby link where you can buy this album. And if you're in California, then you'll want to click on the show link to see if they'll be in your neighborhood. I've had my hands on this album for a while now, and I can tell you that I do know of people on my Christmas list who'd love to have this music. These are independent artists, folks, so the money goes mostly to them, and you get a good start on setting aside presents as well as supporting the artists. It's a pretty good idea, huh? Now, interestingly, the band decided to have their music recorded on tape, not digitally captured. Grammy-nominated Cookie Marenko mixed and mastered the sound and said, quote, "Not only can you hear the difference, you can feel the difference. It's a tribute to these young musicians that they can actually play the parts, use human dynamics, and not manufacture it on the computer," unquote. I think the term musicians is used too infrequently to describe the artists who honestly care about the end product, and these guys have got that going big time. So that's just about going to do it for this week. I'd like to thank you so much for listening. If you like what you hear, then I hope you support the artists and tell someone else about Eclectic Mix. I dearly love sharing this great music with you, and if you'd like to get in touch with me, the email address is eclecticmix@gmail.com. The website with links to all the shows is conveniently located at eclecticmix.com. I see a lot of people downloading the older shows, and why not? This music is timeless. So we'll hear one more song from Something For. Thanks, guys, for letting me offer your music to everyone. This last song's called Cutco. See ya. Thank you.
listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This podcast brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcasting made easy. For more information about Liberated Syndication, visit libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com.